So here we go, text 50. Agrahid asanam bratra pranipatya prasadita prajaswadharma nirata varnashrama gunanvita jugopa pitrivad ramo maini re pitaram chatam. Translation. Being pleased by the full surrender and submission of Lord Bharat, Lord Ramachandra then accepted the throne of the state. He cared for the citizens exactly like a father, and the citizens, being fully engaged in their occupational duties of Varna and Ashram, accepted him as their father. Let us read on a couple of few verses. Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Samopavant Rame Rajani Dharmagye Sarvabhuta Sukhavahe. Lord Ramachandra became king during Treta Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Text 52. Vanani Nadyo Girayo Varshani Dvipa Sindhava Sarve Kama Duga Asan Prajanam Bharatashva. O Maharaj Parikshit, guest of the Bharat dynasty, during the reign of Lord Ramachandra, the forests, the rivers, the hills and mountains, the states, the seven islands and the seven seas were all favorable in supplying the necessities of life for all living beings. Nadivyadi Janagalani Dukashoka Bayaklama Rityus Chani Chitam Nasid Rame Rajan Yadhokshaje. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Let's see. Okay, let's read the purport of this verse. All these facilities existed because of Lord Ramachandra's presence as the king of the entire world. A similar situation could be introduced immediately, even in this age called Kali, the worst of all ages. It is said, Kali Kali, Nama Rupe, Krishna Avatar. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of his holy name. Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Actually, what Prabhupada says is in the form of his holy name, Hare Krishna Hare Rama. But anyway, it's fine. If we chant offenselessly, Ram and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Ram was immensely popular and beneficial. And the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. So this is all very wonderful and very amazing. Let me just read this verse again. Nadi Vyadi Chiraglani Dupa Shoka Vayatrava Mrityus Chanichatam Nasid Rame Rajan Yadhokshache. When Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was the king of this world, all bodily and mental suffering, disease, old age, bereavement, lamentation, distress, fear, and fatigue were completely absent. There was even no death for those who did not want it. Nama Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutalaya Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nera Vishnesha Shunyavadi Paschitiyadi Shitani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasani Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Vajkalpatrupyascha, kripasindrupyavacha, patitanam bhavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namah. Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Ram Nami Mahotsava ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Gaudriman ki. Yes, well, thank you very much for inviting us. And it's wonderful to be here with all you nice devotees. And we hope you're all happy in Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a most unique process. Well, it is the most unique process. And it has so much Shakti, so much power and potency. It can have the most incredible effects. This last verse we read is quite incredible, isn't it? It just sounds, some people, we can easily imagine, at least, some people thinking, what is this? How could it be like that? But you know what the fifth offense is in the Chapter of the Holy Names? To think that the glories of the chanting of the holy names, what we hear about how wonderful the chanting is and how wonderful Krishna consciousness is, to think that that is imagination, exaggeration. Yes, so just like we hear that the chanting of Hare Krishna is just so extraordinary, that if you chant the name Krishna one time without offenses, that will eliminate the reactions to more sinful activities than a person could commit even in an indefinite period of time in this material world. This means just some massive, massive amount, huge amount. We cannot picture that very clearly at all. But this is there. Then you just say the two syllables, Krishna, purely, without any offense, purely from the heart. And it can free you from billions of years and even many lifetimes of Brahma worth of reactions. So it's true, and this statement is also true, that when Lord Ram was ruling, because Lord Ram was just so amazing, and the people in general, they were so dedicated to him, because he was so amazing. So therefore the conditions, and this is just, you could say, the ordinary conditions, things like disease, old age, these are just very ordinary material things. But those things were not acting. No lamentation, no fear, no fatigue, and even no death, unless you wanted it. So, this is another example of something like we mentioned in regard to that fifth offense in the chanting of the holy names. When people hear this, then it would not be surprising. It would not be surprising if some people, many people would say, oh, it can't be like that. This is exaggeration, this is too much. But it is not. It is real, and the conditions were like that when Lord Ram was ruling. And to take it even a step further, or even perhaps a number of steps further, or even perhaps quite a number, a lot of steps further, Prabhupada, what did Prabhupada say in the purport? That the same conditions can be introduced now, today, April the 10th, 2014, in here, Dakshin Africa, May. What do you think? This is what Prabhupada says quite emphatically. The same conditions can be introduced even today if this Krishna consciousness movement spreads enough. So, it's one thing to talk of the Ram Rajya. the rule of Lord Ram. And what a ruler he was. And as we read, he treated the citizens just like his children in a nice way. In a very nice way. In other words, he looked after them. He protected them. He saw they were all nourished and all engaged in their activities according to Varnashram, their natural duties, according to their natures, guna karma, vibhagasha, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, according to one's guna, one's qualities, and one's karma, one's natural tendencies in terms of activity or work. So Lord Ram saw that they were engaged like that, and he saw that all their medical requirements were taken care of, all the educational requirements, all their food requirements, and living condition requirements, their housing, and all these things. Lord Ram took it upon himself to see that all these things were happening just right. Just perfectly right. So that people felt like children who are being cared for better than how parents take care of their children. Now, of course, I know some of the devotees and some of the people, they look after their children nicely, quite nicely. But Lord Ram was looking after the people much, much better. It was perfect. It was amazing. And so all the people were totally dedicated to him, like their father. As you all know, oh dear Hare Krishna, the elections are coming. And you see the posters up here and there, isn't it? Even Mrs. Raj Bansi is sort of plugging on still in the absence of Raj. I don't think she's got the shakti of Raj. But anyway, she's nice lady. Actually, she's a great supporter of our movement. But you know, Mr. Zuma, Hare Krishna. Oh my Lord. And the various others, whoever they are. Oh dear. You know, our prediction is we would almost be willing to take a bet, but we do not gamble, that none of them, whoever wins, or whoever, you know, even those who didn't win, but none of them have capabilities of these sorts at all. At all. At best they can look after themselves by, you know, squandering a little public money in some way, isn't it? To improve their own house. Isn't this what we hear? Yeah, please don't tell anyone we said. But still it's true. Prabhupada, in one of the purports here, we only read the one purport. We read, I think it was four verses. In one of the purports, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that in India, people are very fond of the Ram Rajya, because so many people have at least some idea. They've heard some things from Ramayana, they, you know, to some degree at least. So many people have some awareness of what it was like when Lord Ram was ruling. And Prabhupada makes the point in that purport that sometimes in India, some politicians, they form a new party, and they may even give it the name like Ram Rajya or something like that, and then tell everyone that they are going to create a situation like the Ram Rajya. And because people, you know, have heard about these things, they may become attracted and give their votes for those people. Of course, they're also voting right now. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point there that these types of people may promise these things. We promise you the Ram Rajya, and everything will just be just so wonderful. But they are not capable. They're not capable at all. They're desperately incapable of achieving that. But Lord Ram, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he achieved that. And the people saw him like that. And they genuinely felt about him that he was their father, and that he was caring for them like not just a father but like some super father. And so Prabhupada's talking about this, and Prabhupada talks about a number of things like how, because Lord Ram is very popular, some people, they, for example, they may write a book about Lord Ram, and they sell it under their name. It may be just some extracts from Ramayana or Ram Charita Manas or whatever, some of these types of literatures. That's, you know, basically all it is. But they put their name to it, that the pastimes of Lord Ram according to me. We're staying in one family's house in Tongat, and they have two different Ram Charitamanas books. One's the Gita Press one, and another is just some other one. And the other one, it has the name, you know, the author's name is there on the front. It's someone. He's just the translator. You know, Ram Charitamanas, of course, is Tulsidas. So it's his book. This is just the translator. But the translator puts his name there, like he's the author. Because he knows people are very attracted to these things. And so if I present, yes, you know, Ram Charita Manas, people will think, very good. But his name is on it. And he collects all the money. And he makes a good living by the name of Lord Ram. Prabhupada talks about this. This is not very good. And actually Prabhupada makes the point, it's a very interesting point, that these types of people who write these books and under their own names, but they're just some stories and some reflections which they got from some other older literatures. So Srila Prabhupada makes the point that Sita, Mother Sita, is the original goddess of fortune. At least she is one form of Mahalakshmi. And Ravan kidnapped her. And Lakshmi, of course, manifests as money. So Prabhupada makes the point, these people, they're really cheating everyone that, yes, here is my book about Lord Ram, but they've just extracted some things from some other books, and their idea is just to make money by sort of riding on the back of Lord Ram, who's so popular. So all they're after is some money, some luxury. And that's what Ravan was after. He was after Sita. He didn't care for Ram. He was after Sita, who's Mahalakshmi. So these people are presenting my book about Ram and what I think about Ram and my favorite pastimes of Ram and all this type of thing. There are many, many, there's so many. Even in English, there's a lot. But really, they are like Ravanans. They're just after Sita. They're just after Lakshmi. And they're just trying to steal Sita from Lord Ram. So this Krishna consciousness movement, though, of course, our business is not like that at all. Our business is to do what Srila Prabhupada says here, to establish the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and really establish it and go on and on and on, establishing this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and more and more and again until it really just penetrates the human society and penetrates people's hearts. And when that has happened to a sufficient degree, then these conditions will be there. These just fantastic sounding conditions. No disease, no old age. Wouldn't that be nice for people like you and me who are in old age? No death unless you want it. So this is the nature of Krishna consciousness. This is the potential, the potency of Krishna consciousness. And just consider what we are dealing with in our involvement in Krishna consciousness. You know, oftentimes people become devotees and they think, yes, I will become a Hare Krishna devotee so I can achieve peace of mind. Even someone told us that today, actually. We said, okay, what do we achieve through chanting Hare Krishna? Peace of mind. Yes, so people, many people feel like that. Even myself, when I first became involved, that's actually what I was looking for, to be quite frank and honest. I was looking for peace of mind because I really didn't have it. In fact, my mind was in pieces. It is in a state of shock and, you know, double shock. So that's what I was particularly thinking about. But when you get into it and you read things like this, then you understand the potency of Krishna consciousness goes far beyond just us getting peace of mind. In fact, Srila Prabhupada said, peace of mind is the first installment. Not like the final achievement when we finally reach the goal, peace of mind. No, it's the first installment. And the more you get into it, the more you see, like you see with Prabhupada, it's just so vividly clear. Prabhupada was completely convinced this is the only way that this world and the people in it can become happy at all. At all. any other thing will just lead to hopelessness, actually. Hopelessness. Not just, you know, second best, third best, but hopeless. Hopeless. Prabhupada was so convinced about that. I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada's yesterday. As we were driving down from Newcastle to Tongat, and Srila Prabhupada was talking about Mahatma Gandhi. Prabhupada was talking about how he wrote to Mahatma Gandhi. And, well, that letter is there. You may even have read it. If not, you should read it. Prabhupada wrote to Mahatma Gandhi and, among other things, warned him. Prabhupada actually warned him, if you carry on like this, then you will be courting disaster. Prophetic words. Yeah. But really the main thing Prabhupada was saying was that it's all very well. It's all very well trying to kick out the British and establish Swaraj, the rule of India by the Indians. It's all very well. But without Krishna, without Ram actually being there, truly being there, then you'll fail. And, you know, you just make some political arrangements and, you know, sort of pacify the Muslims and things like that. But Prabhupada told him, if you don't really address things in Krishna consciousness, then disaster will come. And it was just, I don't know exactly how long before Gandhi was assassinated, but not very long before. So Prabhupada was really so convinced that it's just not worth it trying some other approach like a political approach. You know, I am happy to say, I'm very happy to say, and you know, I'm not trying to boast, but I am honestly really happy to say, I have never voted, would you believe, ever, either in New Zealand before I came here, when, you know, when I was young, or here. I never voted. Anyway, not that that's a big deal. I would say any person with good sense would also not vote. Like in the apartheid time, Raj Bansi was Mr. 7%, right? Very few people would vote, and he won the vote with 7% of the vote, is what I was told. But you cannot really make meaningful solutions through that process. And Srila Prabhupada was completely convinced, absolutely convinced. It's just amazing how convinced he was. And if you meditate on it, on his conviction and how he expressed his conviction, and then you read things like this, and you know, it becomes so clear that really what we should try to do, all of us, what we should really try to do is spread Krishna consciousness. Let us make Lotus Park Krishna conscious. You know what? Bimal Prasad, you remember Bimal Prasad Prabhu? Some of you would. He was here for quite some number of years and did a lot of service. Passed away just some weeks ago. So, he, you know what he used to say about Lotus Park? You know what he used to say? He said if they have to make it Krishna conscious, otherwise it will not be Lotus Park, it will be Locust Park. Bimla Prasad had this sort of sarcastic twist angle on things. But in a sense, it's true, actually. You know, you've got the corner boys up on top, right, moving around as they do, smoking dukkha on the corner or wherever, and people watching stupid things on the television. It's happening right now, at this very minute. And eating meat just, you know, full steam ahead. So what is that? Is that Lotus Park? It's more like Locust Park. So we should really try to make Lotus Park Krishna conscious by actively meeting the people, interacting with the people, giving the people Krishna consciousness. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Prabhupada quotes that part. It's a part of a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That in this Kali Yuga, just like Lord Rama was present long time ago, very long time ago, you know, just as a matter of interest, in Krishna Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami, right at the beginning of Krishna Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha is establishing that Krishna is God, or that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he begins Krishna Sandarbha by going through the third chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is all about the different avatars. And one of them is Lord Ram. And Jiva Goswami makes a very interesting point that now we are in the 28th cycle of the four yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. The 28th cycle in the lifetime of the seventh Manu in this day of Brahma. And in every day of Brahma, we don't want to bewilder you with figures, but in every day of Brahma there are 14 Manus. And there are 1,000 cycles of the four yugas in the day of Brahma. So, 1,000 divided by 14, you end up with plus or minus 70-something, 73 cycles of the four yugas in the lifetime of every Manu. Have I lost you completely? Or just partially? Anyway, that's the situation. And Krishna appears in the 28th cycle, which we happen to be in, of the lifetime of the seventh Manu in each day of Brahma, and it happens to be right now, or at least 5,000 years ago. But Jiva Goswami discusses about Lord Ram, and he says that some authorities, like Vedic scholars, they say that Lord Ram appears in the 18th cycle. 18th. We're in the 28th cycle of the four yugas right now, in the Kali Yuga. So he says that some of them say that Lord Ram appears in the 18th cycle. Each cycle is 4 million years, but more. So that means 10 cycles ago, 40 million years ago. Then he says, some others say he appears in the 24th cycle, which is four cycles ago, In other words, 16, 17 million years ago. What do you think of that? Just for those of you who thought he appeared in the last Treta Yuga. Yeah. He points out a whole lot of very interesting things about these different avatars who are described in the third chapter of the first canto. Like, for example, Kalki is a jiva. Kalki is Shatyavesh, a Shatyavesh jiva. Yeah. And all sorts of other things he points out. So, but Lord Ram, because of his presence, and because of how his presence was manifest in the lives of the people, so these conditions were there. And Prabhupada saying, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar, then Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in the form of his name, that is the specific avatar. And so, Krishna can be as present today via his holy names, via the chanting of his holy names. He can be as present in the lives of the people even today as he was personally, you know, you could say physically or something like that, when he was present at that time in that Treta Yuga long ago. His presence, because sometimes people say, oh, why doesn't Krishna appear? Krishna should appear and put things right. But if Krishna were to appear visibly, things would not be put right any more than they can be, or even are so far, by his presence in the form of the holy names. It's sort of like just a mistaken impression to think that if Krishna appeared, then things would be all right. It wouldn't be all right. It would be like it is now. Yeah. So therefore it behooves us to try to spread the chant of the holy names. First of all, to chant ourselves. To really chant ourselves. And really, really, really chant ourselves. And then to give that chanting. And if we have really chanted ourselves, then when we give the chanting, it will impact on the people's hearts. So Lord Ram was very amazing. Krishna is known as Lila Purushottama. Purushottama, the Supreme Person, who is particularly outstanding for his pastimes. He married 16,108 wives. None of us can compete with that. Please don't even try. Don't even think about trying. But he expanded himself to live with each wife simultaneously. And Krishna showed the universal form. Krishna lifted Govardhana Hill. Krishna did some amazing and wonderful pastimes, leelas. So he's called Lila Purushottama. Lord Chaitanya is called Prema Purushottama, Supreme Person, who's exhibiting Prema, experiencing and exhibiting and spreading Prema, pure love for the Lord, acting as a devotee. You know the descriptions there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he brought with him the storehouse of love of God. Krishna brought, but he didn't open it. He left it closed. When Lord Chaitanya came, the same storehouse was already here. It was here, but it was still locked. But Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva, they broke open that lock and opened the door of the storehouse of love of God, Krishna Prema. And out came a flood of love of God. And all the nice people, the devotees, the friends of the devotees, the supporters of the devotees, the donors, all the nice people, they were all able to drown in the flood of love of God. They were able to drown. But the not so nice people, the staunch materialists, the mental speculators, Mayavadis, the worst of the student community. And I don't know about the Ritviks, I'm not sure about them today. But anyway, okay, we won't get into that. But the not nice people, they couldn't drown. They were not able to drown. They were floating in the flood of love of God, but they were floating, they couldn't drown. And of course they were desperate, save us! And the Panchatattvas were swimming around and looking for people who couldn't drown. And they would see these people, you know, the head is bobbing above the water, save me, save me. And they would swim over. Don't worry, we will save you. You can depend on us. They would swim over. And that person would think, they're going to save me and take me to the dry land. But the Panchatattva would surround the person and push him under and drown him in the ocean of love. The flood of love of God. So like this, we say in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we're not giving swimming lessons, we're giving drowning lessons. How to drown in the flood of love of God. Yeah. So this is Lord Chaitanya, Prema Purushottama. The Supreme Person who's in the mood of Prema, love, and giving it like mad. But Lord Ram, he's called Maryada Purushottama. Maryada means the rules and regulations. The Supreme Person who is upholding personally and teaching the upholding of the rules and regulations. Very strict and very staunch. Like he took that vow, Eka Patni Vrata, only one wife. Even though it was common for the Kshatriyas of those days to have more, his own father had three. And that was not very many, really. Many of the Kshatriyas would have 8, 10, 15. It was really not uncommon at all, particularly amongst the Kshatriyas. So the Lord Ram, he took the Eka Patni Vrata, only one wife. And when Sita was kidnapped, Prabhupada describes in one of them, it's the next purport actually, Prabhupada describes that Ram, if he wanted to, because he's the Supreme Lord, he could have manifested a replacement Sita, 100 replacement Sitas, 1,000 replacement Sitas, just like that, done. But he didn't. He took the trouble, and it was big trouble. He took the trouble to find Sita and then mount great military campaign. And after some time, after great difficulty, a lot of bloodshed and millions dying, he rescued Sita. And Prabhupada says, in this way, Lord Ram is showing the example of Achan and Evrata. He vowed only one wife, and I will look after her. Or, you know, I'll protect her. I'll protect her absolutely, or die trying. That was his total conviction. It said, Lord Ram, that he's famous for one wife, for one word. If there was any decision to be made, anything to be said, anything to be established, one word, not famous flexi speech that, you know, in the elections we'll promise many things, but afterwards, you know, we'll do whatever we like. Not like that. Or as one devotee told me many years ago, about 15 years ago, if something important was going on in the news, and he came and told us, yes, this is happening. I saw it on TV, my wife told me. Saying the flexi speech. Depends which way the wind is blowing, and we will orient ourselves strategically. But Lord Ram had one word, one wife, one word on any matter. And if there was an enemy, some aggressor, one arrow, no nonsense, no playing around, one arrow. So this was Lord Ram. And we see it so vividly when he found out that he was exiled the next day. When he found out that this is the order of my father, then Lord Ram immediately said, how wonderful! Thank you! He just embraced the order, although he knew that the next day he was meant to be crowned as the Yuvraj, the crown prince, officially installed in preparation for becoming the king. He knew it. And then he's found, actually, no, you're out. Completely out. Totally out. Exiled for 14 years, and your younger brother's going to be the king. But Lord Ram didn't say, well, hang on a minute. Just a minute. Let's talk about it. Can we negotiate something here? You know, like in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam, when Bali Maharaj promises Lord Vamana 3 steps of land, and then suddenly Shukracharya realizes, wait a minute, he's Vishnu. Oh no, it's a plot, it's a conspiracy, he's going to take everything away. So Shukracharya, he thinks very creatively how to break a promise. How to break a promise. He says, you know, some very sort of creative things like, if before you make a promise, if you do not say the word Om, you don't have to uphold the promise. You can break the promise. It's okay. Or if you are going to lose something by upholding a promise, it's all right to break a promise. You can read it there. There's so many things where he says it's all right to lie, it's all right to break a promise, and it's all nonsense actually. But Lord Ram, when he heard that he is now going to go into exile and just lose everything, he embraced it completely. This is the order of my authority, my Father. So not only do I accept it, but it's wonderful. I celebrate it. This is Maria de Purushottama. Rules and regulations. Yeah. Embracing them completely at the heart. So anyway, here of course we read what the Bhagavad Gita says and what Prabhupada says about how things can change based on the chanting of the holy names. But of course, as you know, it begins with us. Before we can save the world, we need to get saved first. So we need to chant like this, as is being described here. Kali Kali Namurupe Krishnavata. Knowing, convinced that the holy name is, this is Krishna. He is present with us. So if we embrace the chanting of the holy names in that spirit, then first of all, we will change. Our lives will become revolutionized. And then as our lives become revolutionized, we can help others. This is something we can gain from this and from the appearance of Lord Ram. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Any comment or question? Prashna? Kelvi. You understand that? You do? Kelvi. It's Tamil. It means questions. Kelvi. Any comments or questions? Words of wisdom? Srila Prabhupada ki.